Let's move to the US, though. If you want an example of an apparently inconsequential incident escalating into a political argument and congressional inquiry, you have a case study, Sharpiegate. Now, if you've not followed this, we'll refresh the story. And even if you have followed it, it's so absorbing that you'll probably tolerate hearing it again. Starts on September the 1st, when President Trump tweets a warning to several states, including Alabama, to expect to face danger from Hurricane Dorian. Now, he was wrong about Alabama. Weather forecasters there quickly corrected the president, saying there's no danger to Alabama. Now, you could have just let the matter drop there. Maybe the president could say, I probably overstated that, but hey, it's better to be safe. But no, a blame trail started, and the president tried to justify his wrong Alabama forecast by showing a map that he said he'd been shown tracing the course of the hurricane.
And that would have affected a lot of other states, but that was the original chart. And you see, it was going to hit not only Florida, but Georgia. It could have was going toward the Gulf. That was what we was originally projected. And it took a right turn. And ultimately, hopefully, we're going to be lucky. It depends on what happens with South Carolina and North Carolina.
Well, the problem was the map he was holding up didn't show the hurricane hitting Alabama at all, except for a crude line scrawled on top of the official drawing, apparently showing the direction of the hurricane. Now, it seemed to be made with a Sharpie, a felt-tip pen. Reports suggested the president had drawn the line himself. He was noncommittal.
The original path that most people thought it was going to be taking, as you know, was right through Florida, where on the right would have been Georgia, Alabama, etc.
And that map that you showed today looked like it almost had like a Sharpie.
I don't know.
That was journalists asking him about it. Sorry for laughing, but it all seems so ridiculous. Anyway, this probably would have been a good moment to let the story drop. But no, it's now gone much further because the president reportedly didn't like being contradicted by weather forecasters. And he asked his chief of staff to get a statement, I'm so sorry, supportive of his Alabama warning. Now, as it has been written up, his chief of staff told the Commerce Secretary to tell the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to back the president up. The Commerce Secretary is alleged to have threatened to fire staff if they didn't comply. This sounds like political interference in a weather forecast. It's just the whole thing is extraordinary, and I'm sorry to find it so amusing. But I'm joined by Michael Hiltzik, who's a business columnist at the Los Angeles Times. And Michael, I'm normally more professional than laughing at a story, but are Americans laughing at it or in despair at what's happened here?
Sure. Well, there's a combination of amusement at the comic opera absurdity of the president's behavior, but there's an underlying concern about the pattern that this represents, and it's very clear and, of course, very, very disturbing.
It does. It starts at something so totally silly, and it just seems to have escalated into something much more important. Thanks very much for joining us, Michael Hiltzik from the Los Angeles Times. Just after 5:45.